Well, good morning, guys. It's a happy Thursday morning to you, 2 days away from the Game On event. Really excited about what's going to take place this weekend. So I wanted to talk to you guys about something that it seems like I talk about it a lot, but you can never hear it enough, and I want to talk about the importance of understanding people. Our success in ACN and a lot of times in life have to do with sometimes how we treat people. And, you hear me say this often, the most valuable asset on the planet are people. People make the world go round. People create life. People create things. People build homes. People start businesses. People have great ideas. They service you. They serve you, etc. Nothing happens on the planet without people. And one of the things ACN has taught me, it's taught me to learn to love people. And we have to learn how to love people and want to know about people. It is a skill that can make you a fortune. Now, look, we live in a world where people see the world differently. Think about it. You have people who are Democrats. They see the world through that lens. You have people that are Republicans. They see the world through that lens. You have people who are gay, people who are straight, black, white, Asian, men, women, transgender, rich, poor, strong, weak, healthy, unhealthy. I think you guys kind of get my drift. No matter where they are in life, you become a hero when you don't judge them and just accept them for where they are and who they are in life. You can't become interesting until you become interested in those people where they are, no matter where they are. You ever heard the term that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care? Well, that applies here, and that applies everywhere in life, not just in ACN. You know, my college coach, who I love dearly, he actually just got inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame, by the way, had a saying. He would always say it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. In my opinion, the most important skill that will make you the most money long-term in our company is understanding people. See, long-term relationships are one of the most valuable things you can have in your life. In fact, my relationships, in most cases, are more valuable to me than money in many cases. The reason why is because of the money, because of these relationships, money became a byproduct of these particular relationships that I have. And I'm sure you've heard the term, your net worth is tied to your network. You become what you are around. Let me tell you why relationships are so, so, so valuable. When you meet someone and you make it a point to listen to that person, and you're going to always learn something new, whether it be a fun fact, whether it be something about them, et cetera. The bottom line is you learn. And learning is a form of education, which now means that you're a little smarter, a little wiser from just listening and learning from that person. Let me ask you a question. What if you guys met 10 new people this week and made it a point to listen and get to know that person? Just by asking questions, you can learn a lot about that person. You can learn about where they're from. You can learn about the things that they like. You can learn about their profession, their family, who they know, who they went to school with. And I need you to hear me now. All of their experiences become your experiences to share with other people. You become wiser. And see, the more information you take in, the more information you can give out. And the more valuable you become in the marketplace. You become an asset. You become influential because you're getting information from people and sharing it with other people. Now, I'm going to share with you guys a few stories to kind of coincide with what I'm talking about here. on how just by communicating with people or letting people talk or asking questions either saved me or elevated me in some aspect of my life, personally or in business. So as you guys know, I was a college athlete, played at Villanova University, and I had a great career there. And, you know, after my career, I obviously started ACN. But I had a great relationship with my college head coach. And, you know, when I was done playing, he asked me to, would I be open to coming back and coaching? And I said, no, I just started this ACN business. I think I'm going to give that a try. But I appreciate the offer. But I got to share with you, you know, when I got started in ACN, he was my first customer. He was my first IBO, and he wasn't going to do the business. He's really busy. He's a Division I college football coach. He's got other priorities, but he supported his players. And so I never forget that. But over the years, you know, I always call on him and check up on him, see how things were going. And he would reciprocate. He would, when guys were graduating and they didn't know what they were doing, he would have them reach out to me, give me a call. People wanted to do marketing positions. So I ended up recruiting a lot of former players. Because of my relationship with him. And so, you know, time went on, and as you guys know, the business started to grow, and I started doing well, and he won a national championship and did extremely well, had a great career. I would just stay in touch, and then COVID hit. And I remember thinking during this time that there are so many people that I haven't been able to see and connect with and go to see because of COVID. And so one day I just decided to call and check up on him and see how he was doing. I said, hey, coach, just, you know, how's it going? How are you holding up okay? Because he's in his 70s and he's an older guy. He's retired. And he said, you know, thanks for calling. I'm doing great, yada, 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 yada. No big deal. So a year and a half goes by. That's how long we've been in COVID. And Angela and I are out, my wife and I are out playing golf one day, just on it's a Sunday, I think. And my phone rings, and it is my coach. He goes, hey, Orin, how are you? I'm like, I'm good, coach. How are you? He goes, I need to ask a favor of you. I'm like, okay. He goes, well, as you know, I got voted into the College Football Hall of Fame. I'm like, this is a big deal. You know, he's gone into class with people like Eric Dickerson and, I mean, some big-time Hall of Fame NFL players and coaches. And he said the school is having a banquet in my honor, and they said that I have to pick two people to introduce me. And I want you to be one of the speakers to introduce me. And you want to talk about, my mouth was open, my eyes were big, and I thought about, I'm like, man, you know, this guy's coached thousands of players. He's coached people like Brian Westbrook and I mean, countless NFL players and All-Americans and academic All-Americans. Don't get me wrong, I was a good player. I was a great player, actually, but I wasn't his best player. I probably wasn't his best student. I wasn't his best athlete. But he said, I want you to introduce me at the Hall of Fame banquet. And, man, when I tell you, I got so emotional. And at the same time, after it was done, I was thinking about it, and I thought about, man, this is about relationships and how you treat people and how you make them feel. They will never, ever forget you. And so that's one story I want to share with you. Now, and I'm going to bring this home, how it relates to our company. I want to share another story with you and how this stuff saved me in a situation. So I'm building my ACN business early on. And I'm traveling up and down the East Coast to build my business. And I'm driving through Richmond, Virginia, and I'm going pretty fast. And a cop pulls me over. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. So come to find out, the cop pulls me over, runs the plates and tags, and come to find out I had a ticket, outstanding ticket in that city that I didn't know about. You know, just something happens. I probably forgot to pay it or whatever. So the cop says, I've got to take you in. So I leave my car on the side of the road. This is a convertible Mercedes-Benz. I leave it on the side of the road. The guy puts me in his car, handcuffs me, okay, handcuffs me, puts me in the front seat, and we're riding in the car. Now, at this point, I'm like, well, I could be bitter and mad. I can call him all kind of names, or I can try to develop a relationship. So I start asking him questions. How long have you been a cop? Are you from here? Next, we're just talking. We're talking, and I'm in handcuffs, having the conversation. And we get to the station, we get to the precinct, And he takes me in, and there's only one person in the precinct, one person, the administrative officer or whatever. And he walks in, and he goes, yeah, I just picked him up. He explained the situation. He goes, he was really cooperative, you know, real cool, this and that and the other. And then I started talking to the guy. I'm sitting there, we're talking, and the next thing you know, somehow it came up, you know, where do you go to school? I don't know how it came up, but I was just having a conversation with him. I said, I went to Villanova. He goes, I went to Villanova. He said, what did you study? I said, well, criminal justice administration was studying for my master's. He goes, so did I. He said, who's your professor? I said, Dr. McKenna. He said, Dr. McKenna, he's my mentor. He called the guy. He said, take these handcuffs off. Take this man back to his car and let him drive home. He didn't ask for the money for the ticket or anything. He took me back home. Another example on how just communicating and connecting and relating and asking questions, in that case, got me out of trouble. So what am I saying to you? ACN, this is a long-term opportunity. And the way you build this business, guys, yes, you know all the skills. You know the scripts. You know what to say and all that great stuff. But the most important thing, your job as an independent business owner with our company is to develop relationships. And as we go into the holidays and you're around family, your job is to meet as many people as you can, get to know these people, befriend them, find out about what they do, who they are. And let me tell you something. When you care about them and you're talking to them and communicating with them and someone walks up to them and say, hey, you know, I'm having trouble with my cell phone service, you're going to be the first person they think about. You know why? Because of how you made them feel. So I hope this message helps you guys out today. It's all about relationships. Rekindle as many of those relationships as you can. From now moving forward, 2022 is going to be a fantastic year, but it has everything to do with who you are connecting with right now, who you're talking to, who you're forging relationships with. And it's not a matter of if they're going to get an ACN. It's just a matter of when. The time has to be right. So enjoy the game on event, guys. Today, God bless. Have a good one.